السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. In Gabes, an environmental and humanitarian disaster and a collective punishment against generations. The city of Gabes is hit by a grave disaster. Its breath is suffocated by a slow death due to the environmental crisis caused by emissions from the industrial chemical complex. Meanwhile, the residents continue to wait for a governor who has not come to end the devastating damage to their lives. Instead, a convoy of security units arrived, suppressing the peaceful mass marches of children, women, and the elderly, confronting them with tear gas. The police also arrested more than 70 people during the night hours of Friday, and the number increased by dawn. Some were taken from their homes, according to Khairuddin Debye, a member of the quote-unquote Stop Pollution campaign. Some were referred for prosecution, while others were imprisoned. The protesters' demand has shifted from stopping pollution to releasing the detainees. In light of these developments, we, in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya of Tunisia, affirm the following. 1. The protesters' demand to dismantle and close polluting industrial units are legitimate demands that the authorities must comply with immediately. The decision to dismantle the units was issued in 2017, and the local council in Gabes had previously warned that these units pose a direct threat to life. 2. The use of violence and arrests will only exacerbate the situation and once again expose the disability of our rulers and their usurpation of sovereignty when it comes to the most basic duties of care. They are quick to use the stick of authority and deny people their legitimate rights to a dignified life. O our people of green Tunisia, the filth that fills our surroundings is the natural product of a greedy capitalist system whose sole concern is profit and increased production. What is happening today in Gabes is no exception. It is an example of the pollution caused by fossil gas in Khairouan, nuclear waste in Doze, the garbage problem in Safax, and the green hydrogen projects in the foreseeable future. The environmental problem can only be radically resolved under the leadership of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. This state possesses its own decisions, regulates its actions according to the principles of Islamic law, fears Allah in dealing with its people and its land, and cuts off the hand of colonialism by abolishing international agreements that perpetuate dependency, plunder wealth, and exploit resources at the expense of our children and our surroundings. It is narrated from Abu Dar that the Prophet ﷺ said,
عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أُمَّتِي بِأَعْمَالِهَا حَسَنِهَا وَسَيِّئِهَا فَرَأَيْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُنَحَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَرَأَيْتُ فِي سَيِّئِ أَعْمَالِهَا النُّخَاعَةَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ لَا تُدْفَنْ.
My ummah was shown to me with their good deeds and bad deeds. Among their good deeds, I saw a harmful thing being removed from the road. And among their bad deeds, I saw sputum in the mosque that had not been removed. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.